Hello, my name's Mole. I'm from Reckless Sleepers. We will be presenting a string section as part of Nuit Blanche. It's a performance called The String Section. It has a reference to music, but there's absolutely no music involved at all.
So what is it?
Okay. It's quite a simple performance. It's six women, and they carry six swords, and they destroy the chairs that they're sat on for a period of about 30, 40 minutes. That's the performance, in a nutshell. We have about six projects in repertoire presently. I'm a visual artist, but I make theatre. My girlfriend, who's the choreographer of a string section, she's also a visual artist, but a dancer. In total, the company, Reckless Sleepers, there are 13 artists, and we're based all over Europe. There's some Belgian, German, Portuguese, and Irish and English performers within the group. But we all have different specialities: visual art, dance, theatre. Sometimes we get together and make new projects. A string section is one of those projects, but we also present projects in theatres. But I would say that predominantly the work is of a visual art background within either theatrical context or outdoor context. String section is a project that we originally presented in a gallery, and now we're presenting it all over the world, but outdoors, in front of heritage buildings, lots of different situations, scenarios, contexts.
And for the Nuit Blanche, where is it going to be, inside or outside, and what building?
It's just outside here, outside Pimpon.
Oh, the place should be there.
Just in the cour behind. We're doing it three times. First time we've done it for three shows. It's a smaller version. Last year we made a massive version in Copenhagen with 15 dancers, 10 from Copenhagen and 5 of our company, who are all over Europe. And I'm actually based in Belgium. I live in Ghent, as does half of the company almost. And it's one of the few times that we're presenting our work in our home country, which is also great. I would say what's interesting for us in terms of the context of this festival is there's an anniversary, 1968. It's 100 years since women were allowed to vote in the UK. It's also the end of the centenary of the end of the First World War. So those are all these different contexts, I think, are all coming together.